Ponderings over tea with Mary Phyllis
and Annalie.
Good morning, Annalie.
Good morning, Mary Phyllis.
This is a new day.
Yes, a lovely day.
Yes, and we're going to talk about new lives and past lives and all that today.
Right.
But reincarnation, basically.
Yeah. It's good that you put it in the words of a new day, but that's how it is in a way. Like every time we wake up in the morning, mm-hmm. it's a new day. Mm-hmm. Oh, we can be a whole different person than we were yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And everything we experience is new and fresh.
Yes. Yes.
That's like yet, past lives.
Yes. And yet we bring the wisdom of our previous days into this day.
How true. That's right.
Yeah.
We bring the lessons we learned and the insights we had with us.
Yes.
But we can just leave that old day behind us. And mm-hmm. just venture into the new.
Yes.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
Do you have a definition, Mary Phyllis, of reincarnation?
It's, we never die. When when we leave a lifetime, the body dies, but we move into the between world and that between realm, and then we come into a new life, into a new body.
Right.
So it's like reincarnating ourselves, reinventing ourselves, coming back into it again.
Yeah.
How would you describe it?
But I was thinking what you said, reincarnate.
And reinventing.
So, reinventing.
Mm-hmm.
So we go to the, what did you call it?
Between lives.
But the between world, right?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Is that spirit?
Yes, and it's what some people call the heaven world or eternity.
Right.
And when I did a death and dying class in shamanism, we went into that realm, and all of a sudden I could feel like it was just so pungent. It was just so, like, I was there only a couple of minutes, but it felt like I was there for eons.
Right.
It has a feeling of eternity.
Right. So time is not Mm-mm. of essence there, and maybe space isn't of essence either.
Right.
So that connects actually to my interest of physics, because, you know, in physics today, the scientists have been pondering over this thing about the quantum field, the smallest components of our physical world.
Yes.
And that it actually is energetic, and that it contains all the information that ever was produced.
Chaos.
Chaos, and also everything ever known.
Yes.
All the information, or the DNA, or the evolution that our physical bodies have, and Earth also, all the plants, you know, everything has evolved. All that is stored in this quantum field.
Interesting.
And it connects to what you just said about spirit being without space, without time,
mm-hmm.
and it's
mm-hmm.
an eternity
mm-hmm.
where you're one with everything.
Yes, and it's where we go to download from one lifetime, and then we choose with our spirit helpers, spirit guides, we choose what our next life is to be, and then we start getting some background to it.
Ah, that's interesting you use the word download.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like with the computers.
Uh-huh.
We go up there, we die, or we leave our physical body behind.
Yes.
And we go into this realm where we download anything that was important, or maybe everything.
We go through a past life review. I mean, a life review, not past life, but
a life review. Yeah.
And we notice what we have gained from it. We notice where there were some problems and why. We notice where we had some problems with other people, and we feel it from their perspective. And then if there's anything we need to learn a little bit more about, that gets shot off to the future someplace
right.
there. We can do it again.
So it's kind of like a review.
Yes.
In a true sense.
Yeah.
So in the old days, you know, there was this image of when we die, we come to the gates of heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And who is standing there? Somebody with a book, right? What
yes.
is that person that goes...
St. Peter?
Yes, isn't it St. Peter? With
usually,
the keys?
It's what people say.
He has the keys to heaven, right?
Yeah.
And then we go through this book, and
mm-hmm.
if we sign it, sort of accept it, approve it, then,
uh-huh.
then we're let in, or what?
Yes. One of my aunts, when she died, she revealed herself to in a dream to a very close friend. And she said, you know, we all have these things where we didn't do so well, but the sooner we accept it, the better we can get off to heaven.
Oh. Oh,
and I thought that was wonderful.
So yeah. Your friend dreamt that the friend met your aunt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's interesting. It sounds like a true insight of entering through the portals of heaven.
Yes, yes. And I think she was actually talking to my aunt.
Right, of course, in that dream.
Yes.
And also in the old times and in the Bible, it's explained, now I can't find this word, but it's the purgatory, right?
Yes.
And how that is sort of a fire that consumes us and makes us cringe and, you know, like that. But maybe that's the time when we look at those less good things we did.
Or, and experience it from somebody else's viewpoint or an animal's viewpoint even.
Or from our own, you know, looking at, oh my goodness, I did that. Oh, mm-hmm. And, you know, when we cringe and we think, oh no. And we don't want to get stuck in that. So what your aunt said, you know, to accept it and just, move on.
Purge it.
Purgatory.
Purge.
Purge, yeah.
Same thing. Yes.
How we are wise today. Yes. Really. But it's interesting then how spirit is the place where we go.
Uh-huh.
Our souls never die, right?
Right.
And,
right.
And also we've been talking sometimes about our highest self. As a part of the soul or as...
It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
But, well, as I understand it, the higher self and the conscious self and the subconscious self are all different souls, but they work together.
Right. And some of them maybe are more connected to that physical body that we leave behind. Mm-hmm. So it's more an essence of us that sort of goes into the afterlife or whatever we should call it.
Yeah.
Just to connect all the dots here for what... where we go when we actually die. Because in a sense, when our body dies, we leave our personality behind, our person, sort of, I'm Annelie in this life, and this is what I look like, this is how I relate to myself as my characteristics, you know, I'm a little sort of my different aspects of my character. Those are mostly connected to being Annelie. But in my supposedly next life, I might have a completely different personality.
Yes.
And be a completely different person. So when we die, we actually leave a lot of this behind of what is being me as I sense it being alive here on Earth, right? So what is left on Earth is a lot of the both positive experiences I had, the love I got from others and I felt, my family connections, my interests and stuff like that, it's connected a lot to my personal self. And all that I leave behind, but what I bring with me is sort of the essence of my life, right?
Yes, what you have learned and strengthened within you.
Right, so it's not the actual personality traits or... So I guess that is why we can be up there in the purgatory, if you want, to sort of look with a little distance. We're not that person anymore. We're looking at ourselves from another perspective.
Yeah.
As a higher... soul or a more spiritual being, and looking at Annelie, okay, how did I do as Annelie? You know, what was my challenge? Oh yeah, all those things I remember, you know, but it's still not part of me anymore.
No,
in that sense,
you're looking at it from a higher perspective, like you said,
right, from a distance, which allows us to actually sort of pick out the good part, because with all bad comes something good, like Mom said.
And with all good, there's something bad too. I mean, it's like the yin-yang.
Right. The everland, sort of the rules of life here on Earth.
Yes.
It must be yin-yang here.
Yes. And astrology even explains, maybe one life you're a Capricorn, another life you're a Gemini, another life you're a Scorpio.
Right.
And when I say these words to anybody that's listening to us, we'll immediately get the feeling that each one is so different in some way. So this fits what you're saying.
Right. So So in that sense, when we talk about past lives,
yeah,
they are past.
Yes.
And they are dead.
They're gone
forever. And that's why also this life that we're living is so, we need to cherish it really, because this is the only time I'm going to get to be Annelie.
Yes.
You know, in eternity.
And why not finish it now so we don't have to linger on to the next life a little
right.
bit?
Get to learn from my mistakes yeah. and ponder mm-hmm. a little about what I'm doing yeah. and why.
Yes.
That's a good thing, of course.
Yes.
But the to come to the conclusion is that talking about past lives, there needs to be a little distance to it. Sometimes people are very curious about past lives mm-hmm. and what was I and where was I, and mm-hmm. we can also even have connections to past lives still in this life, right?
Oh, yes. It's almost like we're attracted to some people we've been with before.
Right.
You can feel the connection.
Or just have a specific understanding of things, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
But still, that past life, to, I guess there is a way of not being too curious about that past life, so it doesn't, we're not creating something else in this life.
Unless there's something that really we can't solve.
Of course.
Maybe it started very early in life, and no matter what you do, you just can't solve it.
Right.
So it's important to find a way to go back and look at it and see where it, that which you can't solve, that hurts so much, go back there and then see it and experience it and then bring it forward, come through that between lives and come into the current.
Right.
The times that I've worked with people that way, they say, it's gone. Whatever it was, it's healed now.
Right.
And then they went on with their current life.
Right.
Freely.
And they could really let go of that past life.
And it's almost like having a huge rubber band between this life and that past life. And that past life keeps pulling and it hurts and it hurts and hurts in the current life.
Yeah, that's a good image.
So you go back there and you release it and then all of a sudden there's no longer that, and that rubber band can come in and make us more flexible in this life.
Right. Nice pun there. But that's right. So we can actually then let go of that past life.
Yes.
In truth.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Because we healed a connection that wasn't healed in that past life, that we sort of needed to sort out
right.
in order to be able to continue exploring this new life.
Yes, yes.
That's very interesting. So in that sense, it's very positive to go
yes.
back and look at a past life.
Mm-hmm.
But if we would be able to go back then to look at that past life, without going into the exact details of how that's done, I'm just thinking of, if we do that, it's not really the whole life we're seeing. It's a particular situation or a particular moment of that life that we're looking at, right? That rubber
yes.
band is connected to.
Yes, but it's usually the crux. Right before the death is a significant, but not always.
Okay.
And if a person goes back there, it's really important to redo that healing that didn't occur. Maybe this person was just, ooh, why did they do that to me? I was trying to do something right here. Why did they knife me in the back? You know? So there's some resentment there that they didn't want to let go of.
Right.
And it's caused such pain in this lifetime, they had to go back and see it and then release it.
Right. But it's just a certain situation. You don't go back to the whole life of past, right? It's
when there's something that really bothers you in this lifetime, it's important to go back to where it started so that you can heal it now and you
exactly.
don't need to see all that.
Right. It's just a particular situation, a
yes.
particular place in that past life that it's needed to get back to.
Yes. And then there's some people who go back there and they do need to see the whole lifetime.
Right.
And they need to see where things changed and to the positive or the negative or whatever it was. But then to bring healing, maybe there was a relationship they needed to forgive.
Right. And see and the whole
heal.
Perspective.
Mm-hmm. Because
right.
if they don't, otherwise they'll start bringing that and escalating that into this lifetime. And instead of dealing with one lifetime this year, then we're dealing with two lifetimes now.
Right.
And it just makes it harder.
Right. So that's really what I wanted to come to, that it's not necessary to reconnect to that life.
Mm-mm.
No, it's just the rubber band thing.
Yes,
a little connection. When I say not reconnect to that whole life, it's just the essence of it that we need to reevaluate.
Yes, and a person doesn't have to believe in past lives to be able to reevaluate. Because whatever is involved in this lifetime is the result of certain lifetimes back there, and they have the opportunity to forgive or to change something in a more positive way.
Right.
And if you can do it right now, why not?
Yeah. You don't even have to think of it as a past life.
No, you don't.
No. That's really good.
Yeah.
Because not everybody thinks that we are reincarnating.
Right.
And maybe not everyone is. I mean, do we have a choice to reincarnate?
As I understand it, if there's anything that we've had build up some karma in past lives, then we really need to get beyond those.
Right.
And then we know it's a karmic situation when our emotions really go on override.
Right.
And if we can not numb down, I'm not asking to numb down, but if we can forgive and recognize that there's something within us that is unfinished yet.
Right. And of course, since we're in eternity,
mm-hmm.
we can wait until we feel ready.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In most cases. Some cases, Spirit says, no, this is the right time. You got to do this now.
Okay. Well, that's interesting. But still, in a way, it's not necessary to believe in reincarnation to be able to live a fulfilled life.
Right.
I mean, every life is new, like we said in the beginning, that
mm-hmm.
it's a new day, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new day, new options.
Mm-hmm.
We can choose to look at things differently than we did yesterday, and we can bring with us, you know, from yesterday, the insights we had or whatever we felt is good to keep.
Yeah.
And then we can just go on.
Yes.
And that's the fine thing about it, isn't it?
Yes.
That it always gives us new opportunity.
Yes. And maybe when we sleep at night, we have those dreams, we're ironing some things out. And
yeah.
Need to look
exactly.
At it. Yeah.
So reincarnation, in a way, is not just about past lives, in a way. Past lives are different past lives, but reincarnation as a concept is more the process of life.
Yes.
How it evolves, really.
Mm-hmm.
How my part of spirit, the one I'm responsible for,
uh-huh.
how I handle that and process it, that's the reincarnation of it.
Yes.
So yeah. I dip back into spirit and then I pop down here again.
Yes.
As easy as pie.
Yeah. And I see the in going back into spirit again is, like we said, downloading and then choosing the next lifetime, and then from there taking whatever classes
right.
and lessons between lives to prepare us.
Right.
And then when it's time to come back, then we come back in and
evaluate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's I like that concept, really.
Yeah.
And I don't feel that reincarnation for me is a concept that keeps me sort of safe from grieving for, you know, eventually dying from this life. I still,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm still Annelie in this life. I'm this unique person in this life.
Mm-hmm.
I will never again become this person that I am now.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important to allow, you know, that grief over when my mom is old. And I see that she's coming close to her
mm-hmm.
life's end. It is a grieving point.
Yes.
It is, you know, a time to miss her, even
uh-huh.
if I can feel a spiritual connection there. So
yes,
it's not about the reincarnation thought. It's not about just forgetting, you know, that there actually is grief after missing persons that have passed.
And I feel like grieving is a process of our ability to let go of the physical connection.
Right.
Otherwise, it just pulls too much on us.
Right. So it's an important process
yes.
of letting that person go.
Yeah.
yeah.
And it's the same way in our everyday life.
Yeah.
If somebody really, really one has to have their way. It was like, okay, I kind of grieve I can't do this at this time.
Right.
But I let that go and just let that go with that person. Otherwise, I build up a lot of
tension.
Yeah, I don't want to do this, you know?
Right.
And it's better just to let it go. Oh, I'll find another way to do this.
And that's the grieving process.
Yes.
Yeah. So reincarnation, some people who don't believe in reincarnation, they say, oh, it's just for you to feel good about, you know, coming back to this life later. But it's not coming back to this life.
No, it isn't.
It's something completely different. So it's not sort of a soothing thought that, oh, life will go on. It doesn't take away the pain of losing somebody we love.
Yes.
Or ourselves. I mean, this is the moment we're living in. No matter how many past lives we have before us or coming forward.
Stay present, like the Buddha says.
This is the important life right now and nothing else.
Yes. Get it done now. I can see what I'm going to do in the next life, but now is not the time to think about that. I got to do it right now.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So that's the thing.
Yeah.
Well, this was interesting speech.
Yes,
right?
It is. It seems like 2 minutes since we started talking.
Yes, and it's already 22 minutes.
Wow.
Okay. So.
See you next time, Annalise.
Yes, the same to you, Mary Phyllis.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ponderings over tea with Mary Phyllis.
And Annalise.